Tuesday, October 13, 2015, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are continuing on now in Acts chapter 9. We have looked at the conversion of Saul of Tarsus and how God would use him. Now Saul has moved on to Caesarea and then on down to Tarsus. We're going to leave him for a while and pick up the life of Peter. Interesting, verse 32 just seems to cut right in with this text. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. So we're not going to read any more about Paul until we get in the last part of the book of the 11th chapter of Acts, and we'll find that Barnabas is going to find him over in Tarsus, where he has gone at this time, and he'll bring him back to Antioch, and there they'll teach the disciples for a year, and the Christians will be first called, the believers will be first called Christians there in Antioch. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. What exciting scripture we're reading. Thank you for the power of the gospel. Thank you that we're not reading a book written by mere men, or you use them as pensmen, but the blessed Holy Spirit is the author of this book. And we thank thee that every page of it magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, may our preaching magnify him. May we be filled with thy blessed Holy Spirit, and we know that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Well, as you could well, we could all be well aware, this was an exciting time, and the word spread real quickly. In fact, because of the work of God through Peter here, we read in verse 35 that many people were affected, and all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. So, God is using Peter now, and by the way, remember this, Peter was a man that God would choose to be the apostle primarily to the Jews. Paul is the man that God would choose to be an apostle to the Gentiles. However, what we're finding here now in the last part of chapter 9 of Acts, and then as we go into chapters 10 and 11, that the man Peter that God would use to be the apostle to the Jews, he is the one that God will use to open the door of faith to the Gentiles through the conversion of Cornelius. I'm telling you, this is exciting scripture. Well, could you imagine what must have went around town after Aeneas had been healed? The Bible makes it clear that he had been sick for 8 years, kept his bed for 8 years, was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. So, now with many people getting saved, this is what I want to try to kind of fill in the gaps a little bit. And all that dwelt in Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Therefore, Peter was going to be real busy. He had a lot of people to help take care of. You know, Paul said, though you have many teachers, many instructors, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. And when we lead people to Christ, we really have a responsibility to them. So already, over at Lydda and Saron, there's a great number of people who have turned to the Lord, and they are needing help. I'm just trying to lay a groundwork for some great truth where we're headed. Well, it didn't stop there. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. And I want you to keep in mind at Joppa, because what we find out as we get to chapter 10, God is maneuvering Peter into Joppa because there he is going to prepare him to open the door of faith to the Gentiles. And you know, sometimes we don't understand why things happen in our lives like they do, and we wonder why we have starts and stops and turns and detours and what have you, not realizing that our Lord has a plan for our lives. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas, that means a roe, a doe, a roe. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, remember now a number of folks gotten saved over at Lydda and Saron, and that was near to Joppa, the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Well, what is Peter doing over at Saron and Lydda? I think he's probably working with these new converts. And the word gets around over to Joppa that Peter's over there, and when this great need comes up, and Dorcas passes away, Tabitha passes away, they sent some messengers over there and said, hey, go get Peter. I'm paraphrasing this. Go get Peter and tell him to come on right now. We need him right now. Now, there's something said about Dorcas, this lady of Tabitha. The Bible says this woman was full of good deeds, of good works, and alms deeds, which she did. Here was a lady who was kind-hearted, who was generous. Kind of reminds you of the Proverbs 31 lady, does it not? Proverbs 31 lady, she was well-known in the community, and we're going to see this as the people gather around her after she dies, because her life had touched so many lives. I thank the Lord for this. I am so glad when God raises up people who have more love for him and others than they do for themselves. And you know, it's always true that when you find anybody like that, they're going to be loved, they're going to be appreciated, and many, many folks are going to depend on them and desire to be with them. And so this woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. You know, you never have to worry about being lonesome and by yourself if you're willing to reach out to others. The Bible says if a man would have friends, he must show himself friendly. And dear friend, it's never right for us to withdraw and say, well, nobody cares anything about me. No, it's not their responsibility to come to us. It's our responsibility to go to them. It's not their responsibility to do for us. It's our responsibility to do for them. And she was known. The Bible says she was full. Full. How about that? Full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom, when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. I've had the privilege to be on the mission field when people died, and they did not have and do not have the embalming facilities and so forth like we have. And you know what happens when somebody dies? The ladies will kindly go in, and with kindness and respect, they'll wash that body, and then they'll usually put a shroud over it, and they'll prepare that body for burial. Well, I've seen that, especially out in Ponape, and what a touching scene it is. The ladies would wash and prepare the body. The men would come to where the body was, and they would make a wooden coffin, really nice. I mean, really nice. The carpenters, the craftsmen, the cabinet builders would make a nice coffin, and they would have that coffin ready for that shrouded body to be placed in, because they have to bury that body usually by the next day. And dear friend, not only that, but the church choirs would come and sing to the family all night long. My, what pleasant memories are coming back as I read this scripture here. Anyway, we're going to have to leave Dorcas at this point today. And God willing, we'll take this up on the next broadcast. But aren't you thankful for concerned and compassionate people? Now, Peter, he came, and he's going to be used. But I thank God for these unnamed people who gathered around and who prepared her body and was making her ready for her burial. We'll find what happens to her. That burial was not going to be. and that body was not going to be buried. Join us next broadcast if you can. Father, do bless us. Thank you for this wonderful scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.